And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of January, 2025. January 28th is Rattlesnake Day. Rattlesnakes are found in diverse habitats throughout the United States, Mexico, and South America, where they play an important role as predators by controlling small mammal populations and as prey for larger animals. Hence, rattlesnakes are an important part of a balanced ecosystem. Rattlesnakes don't lay eggs. Rather, female rattlesnakes carry and incubate their eggs inside their bodies for roughly 90 days before giving birth to live young. Rattlesnakes never seek humans. Most people who are bitten accidentally stumbled across a rattlesnake or attempted to handle one. According to the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center, less than 1% of rattlesnake bites result in death. But large numbers of rattlesnakes are killed by humans. Rattlesnake populations in many areas are severely threatened by habitat destruction, poaching, and extermination campaigns. It's the birthday of Dr. Garth Davis, born on this day in 1970. Garth Davis is an American bariatric surgeon and author. Davis specializes in weight management and is known for his advocacy of plant-based nutrition. Davis is best known for his book, Proteinaholic, How Our Obsession with Meat is Killing Us and What We Can Do About It, which argues that a high-protein diet of animal-source foods causes people to be overweight and more susceptible to certain diseases, such as cancer and diabetes. Davis states that people can get all the protein they need from a plant-based diet. Davis has written that there is a broad consensus that including plants and limiting animals in our diets is the single best thing we can do for our health. In addition to his medical career, Davis is also an ultramarathon runner and Ironman triathlete, all fueled by plants. Dr. Garth Davis, who said, "I am simply vegan because I have no need to take the life of another being, especially not an animal bred into a hellish life of captivity and torture. The hardest part about being vegan is really knowing right now as I type this, millions of animals are confined in cramped, filthy conditions. They feel fear and they feel pain, and that kills me." The release of the documentary Skin Trade was on this day in 2010. Fur consumers are misled by retailers who assure them that animals used for fur are humanely euthanized, intentionally hiding the reality of how the animals are hideously killed. Step inside the world of Skin Trade. Hundreds of hours of interviews with insiders, designers, leaders, and celebrities compiled in a heart-punching documentary directed and produced by award-winning director Shannon Keith. This film lends a voice to the voiceless, whose skin is ripped from them often while still alive. This movie reveals the dark world of ugly glamour and painful beauty. And here is the first half of D.H. Lawrence's poem for today, Snake. A snake came to my water trough on a hot, hot day, and I in pajamas for the heat to drink there. In the deep, strange, scented shade of the great dark carob tree, I came down the steps with my pitcher and must stand and wait, for there he was at the trough before me. He reached down from a fissure in the earth wall in the gloom and trailed his yellow-brown slackness soft-bellied down over the edge of the stone trough and rested his throat upon the stone bottom. And where the water had dripped from the tap in a small clearness, he sipped with his straight mouth, softly drank through his straight gums into his slack long body, silently. Someone was before me at my water trough, and I, like a second comer, waiting. He lifted his head from his drinking as cattle do, and looked at me vaguely as drinking cattle do, and flickered his two-forked tongue from his lips, and mused a moment, and stooped and drank a little more. Being earth-brown, earth-golden from the burning bowels of the earth, on the day of Sicilian July, with Etna smoking. The voice of my education said to me, "He must be killed. For in Sicily, the black, black snakes are innocent. the gold are venomous. And voices in me said, if you were a man, you would take a stick and break him now and finish him off. But must I confess how I liked him? How glad I was he had come like a guest in quiet to drink at my water trough and depart peaceful, pacified, and thankless into the burning bowels of this earth? Was it cowardice that I dared not kill him? Was it perversity that I longed to talk to him? Was it humility to feel honored? I felt so honored. And yet those voices, if you were not afraid, you would kill him. And truly, I was afraid. I was most afraid. But even so, honored still more that he should seek my hospitality from out the dark door of the secret earth. A portion of Snake by D.H. Lawrence. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that kindness is beautiful.